Thank you and good morning. Eureka police are investigating a shooting incident that left one man with a head wound and a second man with a leg wound, but they are getting little cooperation from the victims. Officers responded to a report of shots fired near the Greenbelt area at the foot of Del Norte Street in Eureka on Saturday and contacted a man named Billy Rutherford, who refused medical help for his head wound. He also refused to cooperate with investigating officers. While on scene, other officers were dispatched to St. Joseph's Hospital, where a second man, Eugene Fulton, was being treated for a leg wound. He, too, refused to cooperate with the investigation. Neither gunshot wound was life-threatening, and police are investigating whether the two shootings are related. Impairment is suspected of having played a role in a single-vehicle traffic collision that sent a Fortuna woman to the hospital with major injuries late Monday morning. 61-year-old Linda Joy Merson was headed southbound on Highway 101 when just north of Fernbridge, she allowed her vehicle to leave the roadway, where it crashed head-on into a tree. Merson had to be extricated from the car by firefighters and was then taken to Redwood Memorial Hospital by ambulance for treatment. While at the hospital, Merson was placed under arrest on suspicion of DUI and then released to hospital staff. Autopsies performed on the bodies of Harley Wayne Hammers Jr. and Angel Robin Tully, the two people found shot to death at a residence in Fieldbrook last week, confirmed that both died as a result of gunshot wounds. The type of weapon used has not been released, nor have any details about the vehicle used by the alleged shooter, Michael Arriaga. A firearm was recovered from Arriaga's car, and further testing will be done to determine if it was the weapon used to shoot and kill Hammers and Tully. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and by the end of the meeting, the county could be one step closer to a local campaign finance ordinance. The board is expected to order the Campaign Finance Subcommittee to draft a resolution that will impose a $3,000 limit over a 4-year election cycle for county races. Once the resolution has been crafted, it will come back before the board for its consideration. The supervisors are also expected to approve an action to accept state funding to combat crime recidivism. The board will send a letter and a copy of the minutes of the meeting to the State Community Corrections Board, expressing their interest in grant funding of $50,000. That money will then be used for non-governmental programs that address recidivism and crime at the local level. The supervisors will also recognize Saturday, September 13th, as Coast Guard Day in Humboldt County. The Coast Guard is the nation's oldest maritime service and was formed in August of 1789. In Mendocino crime news, Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies arrested a Laytonville man over the weekend after responding to a report of a domestic violence incident on Acorn Drive in Laytonville. Deputies contacted the victim, who said her boyfriend had gotten angry during an argument and attacked her, choking her, pushing her, and making threats. The suspect, 36-year-old Jeffrey French, was a convicted felon who was on county probation and was later pulled over during a traffic stop. He was found to be in possession of a rifle and ammunition, and he was arrested and booked into county jail on several charges. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. With the news that sheriff's detectives are investigating a double homicide, it can lead a local resident to believe that murder and mayhem are pretty regular occurrences in Humboldt County. Homicide isn't a daily or even a weekly occurrence, but as Sheriff Mike Downey points out, it's not all that rare either.
Well, you know, Humboldt County as a whole usually runs anywhere from 8 to 12 homicides a year normally, and that's for the whole county, counting the cities and municipalities. Right now, just for the county itself, not counting the cities, we're at about 6.
Those numbers don't take into account negligent homicide committed by a drunken driver or investigations and determinations surrounding the discovery of human remains, as in the Shane Miller case. But the number of homicides is pretty high for our region.
Well, I think per capita for our population, I've always thought it's a little high. I can remember going through some stats. Oh, it's been probably 10, 12 years ago. Comparing us with Santa Barbara County. And at that point, we'd had 8 or 9 homicides in the county, and Santa Barbara had had 1.
Downey did address the black market marijuana culture as well.
I think, if not directly related, there are some connections there. The use of or being involved in the industry. So I think it plays a part. Can't say it's the whole picture, but part of the picture.
Humboldt County may not be the murder capital of the West, but it does see its fair share of homicide. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.